Anyway, I can run this what? And then I go to the slide one?
Yep.
Oh, and block the screen out, right?
Yes.
Tell me when to kick them. You tell me when to turn the house lights off.
Today is a big day. Mary and Joseph are getting ready to take a trip. They are going to a town called Bethlehem, and it will be a very long trip. Mary is going to have a baby, so she wants to make sure they pack everything they will need while they are away from home. They have packed everything they will need while they are on the trip, so it's time for Mary and Joseph to giddy up and get going. They aren't sure where they will stay in Bethlehem, but they know that no matter where they go, God will be with them.
Three, four, five.
2:1-6. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judah unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Mary and Joseph made it to the town of Bethlehem. It was packed with people, and they soon discovered that there were no rooms available for them. They needed to find a place to stay for the night, and the only place available was a barn. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. So there in the barn, Mary gave birth to her first child. They named the baby Jesus. The manger was going to be the first bed that Jesus slept in. Mary laid the baby in the manger. And so it was while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Mary and Joseph soon discovered that they weren't the only ones in the barn. A bunch of animals were spending the night in the barn too. They gathered around to welcome the newborn Savior and sing Jesus his first happy birthday song.
Is this the last three?
The animals left to get some sleep.
Things were getting pretty quiet in the barn. That's when Mary sang her first call about Jesus. It was hard to believe that her little baby boy was promised Savior that God sent as a gift to the world.
Is this the only slide for this one?
Thank you. us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6.
Joseph's family rested in the barn. Something exciting was about to take place in a field outside of town. There were some shepherds taking care of their sheep. It had been a long day, so they made plans to make a campfire, have a snack, and relax. All of a sudden, the shepherds were surrounded by a great light, and it wasn't the light from the campfire. It was the light from the angels. The shepherds got so scared, they froze in their places.
Is it on?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill, for men.
Good job. That's our God.
They sang a song of praise to God.
That light is pretty bright.
The shepherds knew the road to Bethlehem would be dusty. When the shepherds arrived at Bethlehem, they entered the barn. There they found Mary and Joseph and the baby all wrapped up in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, just like the angel had said. This little baby was God's gift of a Savior.
There's the star.
When the stars came out that night, the shepherds celebrated the light that Jesus' birth brought to the world. This was good news, and this good news would bring great joy to all people.
Thank you.
Howdy again. These kids are here to celebrate that Jesus was born and is alive today. The word Emmanuel means God is with us. And we were able to show you today that God is with you too. We pray that you hold on to these words as you leave here today. God is with us.
Go ahead and bring up all the house and all the lights in the house.